Hey, what's up? It's Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about three ways I think you can really become a smarter investor when it comes to cryptocurrency. And a lot of this comes down to just doing your own work and putting in the time and putting in the effort to really understand things better. And I think a trap that a lot of people get caught in is they try to take the easy way out. They try to find the YouTube videos that tell them these are the five cryptocurrencies you need to invest in this month, or you know, this is this and this is that. Don't fall into that trap. You really want to do a lot of your own due diligence when it comes to cryptocurrency investing. And I think there's three specific ways, at least, that I'm working on now to be a better investor personally. And I think there are three things that you can do as well. And a lot of, in some cases, will depend on your location, but let's hop into it. So one of the first things I think that's really probably the most valuable thing when it comes down to becoming a better cryptocurrency investor is meeting a lot of other people in the crypto space in person. Now, I have a really nice advantage for that being based out of New York City. There are a ton of meetup groups. There are a ton of people that are getting together, talking about cryptocurrency, whether it's investors, developers, people that are creating businesses in the space. But going to meetups and building a personal network in the space and doing that in person, in real life, outside of Twitter, outside of YouTube, outside of email, I think is super, super, super valuable. And you know, being that this is primarily, you know, it's a digital space, we're talking about digital cryptocurrency, and a lot of people like to take a digital approach. But I think that there's, when it comes down to building knowledge, getting in front of people and talking to people in the space in real life, face-to-face, is a hugely valuable asset to you. And if you're in any type of major city or within any reach of a major city in the US or abroad, I would really strongly urge you to take that time to meet with people in person at meetup groups. And if you live in a somewhat decent-sized metropolitan area and there isn't a meetup group for cryptocurrency, try to maybe create your own. I think that's really valuable and will help you build numerous connections in the space. And it's not even just about connections and kind of understanding things better, but having conversations with people gets you to learn different points of views, gets you to understand what other people in the space are thinking about. And in my opinion, is an excellent, excellent way to really understand what's going on in the cryptocurrency world and how you can be, how you can really understand things and make better moves. For example, last evening, for me personally, I went to a meetup in New York that was hosted by the CoinFund team and was actually at the YouNow Props offices. And there were probably over 100, 150 people there from all walks of life. And hearing from what they're doing, whether it's people that are running hedge funds in charge of multiple millions, you know, millions of dollars under management, running hedge funds, investing in protocol tokens or investing in ICOs, people that are trying to create their own ICO, whatever it is. There were so many people in the space that were really interesting to speak to, understand what they're doing, how they're going about it. So I think one of the best ways to increase your value and be a better investor in the cryptocurrency world is to meet people in person through meetup groups or through events. And meetup groups are usually nice. I mean, there's a lot of crypto conferences as well, but typically those cost anywhere from a few hundred bucks to a few thousand dollars. Meetup groups are typically free, so that's a great way to go about things. And that would be, you know, the first suggestion for me. One of the most valuable things you can do, especially if you're looking to get more involved in the space outside of just throwing your own money into it. Now, the second thing I would recommend, and this is a much lower barrier to entry and for people who maybe aren't as social or just feel awkward going to events, is just reading. Sounds pretty damn self sounds pretty freaking simple, right? But there are a ton of people in the space that don't want to put in the time to understand from an investment perspective or even from a historical perspective of how cryptocurrency, how Bitcoin was started, how this space has evolved. And there's not that much information from a reading. I mean, there's a lot of different blogs and things like that, but there aren't as many like published books since it's such a new space. But two books that I would recommend that I'll link to below, and I've talked about this one before, but Digital Gold by Nathaniel Popper is a really, really good book to understand the founding of Bitcoin and of how that was the creation of Bitcoin, the cypherpunk movement, how a lot of people really got interested in the space, what helped Bitcoin take off, And that has kind of grounded my understanding of Bitcoin and given me even more respect for kind of the creation of it, as well as the different ideological motives that people have as well. So digital gold is a really interesting one, just to give you a really solid baseline understanding of how Bitcoin was started, how it got off the ground, because there was a while where Bitcoin was really just kind of fluttering and flailing around in the cyber world, and then how it's been able to move. And then that's really important from an investment perspective, because it gives you the understanding of, you know, libertarian ideals and why, how, you know, certain people in the libertarian space move Bitcoin along. It helps you to understand some of the initial people that got involved in the space, be it like Charlie Schramm or Eric Voorhees or Roger Ver, and kind of what their methodologies are now and where they came from as well. So I think that's a really interesting topic too. And then a newer book that has come out recently, very recently, but Chris Bernisky, who is in charge of investing with a new crypto asset hedge fund and was in charge of previously emerging technology investments at a larger asset manager, he came out with a book recently. I actually haven't gotten a chance to read it. I ordered it, but Crypto Assets is another book, and I'll link to it below. Crypto Assets is called The Innovative Investor's Guide to Bitcoin and Beyond. But it goes over a lot more of digital gold is more of just the history of Bitcoin and kind of how it's been founded. Crypto Assets by Chris Bernisky is really more theoretical investing and talking about kind of putting different ways in how Chris has gone through the evaluation of Bitcoin and some of these other protocols and some of these other, you know, altcoins or cryptocurrency, crypto assets. And it's a really interesting approach to things. I've heard him talk on a couple different podcasts and things like that. So I think that's going to be a really interesting book. I've ordered it. I haven't read it yet, but I've talked to a few different people that have read it and have had some excellent things to say about it. And even if when you read a book like Crypto Assets, you don't necessarily maybe agree with how he comes to valuation, his valuation methodologies, or how he looks at cryptocurrency, it's helpful to understand how other people value cryptocurrencies and how other people look at this space. The more understanding, the more knowledge you have when it comes down to it, the better you're going to be in the long run. So I think that is, it's hugely valuable in the long run for people to really understand how things are going. And when talking about the podcast with Chris Bernisky, that's kind of my third thing as well, is doing some listening to podcasts as well. And I'm not talking about just like my podcast or the people that do these daily videos where, you know, they're talking about some of the basic market movements on a continual basis, but people that talk with, you know, whether it's founder interviews in the space. Unchained is a good one. That's really one of the more popular ones out there. But Unchained, even if you're going into some of the other ones like 20 Minute VC, which is more a venture capital focused podcast, but they also have a lot of crypto industry influencers and things like that. But listening to a number of different podcasts, I think, is really helpful and really informative. And just not just the daily movement type stuff, but listening to founder interviews, you know, whether it's the founder of, whether it's somebody like Chris Bernisky, who's a kind of a VC hedge fund investor in the space now in the crypto world, or if you're listening to somebody like Brian Armstrong from Coinbase, him talking about his views on the crypto world, or if it's the founder of IOTA, or if it's, you know, one of the founders of Ethereum. That type of information really helps to give you a more colored approach to the crypto world, and in turn, I think, makes you a better investor in the long run. And I think that's ultimately what you're trying to do here, is to, the more, go real Ty Lopez on you, the more knowledge you have, I can't even do that, the more knowledge you have in the crypto world, I think that's going to give you a leg up on the competition. And maybe you're not going to be taking selfies in a garage with, you know, maybe you're not going to be taking selfies in a garage with a Lamborghini and a Rolls Royce and a bookshelf for no reason, because everybody, you know, likes to have books in their garage. That makes sense, right? Yeah, just your library garage bookshelf. But outside of that, I think it's just super important to hear from as many different points of view in the crypto world, and that is going to make you a more well-rounded and intelligent investor on a number of different fronts. So that's, you know, kind of summarizing things, the three ways that I would really recommend if you're just talking baseline, how to become a better, more intelligent investor in the crypto world. Three things I think you can do literally today is, number one, go to meetups and meet people, go to crypto events, talk to people, get out of your shell. I'm not a super social person that, you know, enjoys going to these events and is Mr. Social Butterfly. So it takes a little bit of me getting out of my shell in a lot of cases. And I would definitely recommend that even if you're not the most social person in the world, go to these events and try to make it happen yourself, because it's going to be a huge benefit to, you know, meet whether it's investors, developers, engineers, founders. Like that level of just getting in the space in the same room is super inspiring with those people. And I think it's something that if you haven't done it yet, definitely make that effort to do so. And it's going to really help to build, you know, whether you're still trying to create an investment thesis, or you're just trying to get a better understanding of this crypto world, it's one of the big ways you can become a smarter, better investor. So that's number one. Number two, just read books in the space and read blog posts, Medium posts, whatever, but just read in the space. Get out of the comments section on, I mean, I love Reddit as much as the next guy. I love Twitter as much as the next guy, but sometimes some longer form content is good. So whether you're reading something like digital gold or crypto assets, read something that can provide both historical context to you, so you can understand how things have been created, how things were founded, and what the what really has driven this crypto world. And then also read different ways from a value investing perspective. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be on cryptocurrency as well. I mean, if you want to read books from, you know, you got Ray Dalio at Bridgewater has a new book that came out. If you want to go, even though Warren Buffett said literally yesterday, said some things about how he thinks Bitcoin is a bubble and blah, 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 blah. Read some books about Warren Buffett's investment principles. Just read to better understand investment standpoints and investment principles, so that you can be better when it comes to making educated decisions and, you know, have a better psychology there. And the third thing I think is just listening to podcasts, and not just the daily, like day-to-day, Bitcoin went up 5%, Ethereum went down 2%, NEO's looking good, OMG's looking great, blah, blah, blah. Read or listen to these podcasts from founders. I think that's really important. Hear about what other people in the space are thinking, and what the quote unquote like important influencers are doing and thinking and saying, because I think that's going to add everything in the crypto world. You take with a grain of salt. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Take every single thing with a grain of salt, both books, podcasts, what you hear in person, but use it all to come up with your own points of view and your own information there. And I think that will make you a smarter investor in the long run. Now, I hope this was helpful for you. I think it's really three basic things that you can do when it comes to investing in crypto. But I think a lot of people don't do it because a lot of people just want to go the easy way out and, you know, watch a quick video to learn, okay, these are the coins I should buy right now. I'm going to go buy those coins and I'm going to be rich in 5 days. Do your own research. You know, if you want to watch those videos where you find out which coins people like and which crypto people are looking at, great. But if you have this fundamental knowledge from meeting people in person and, you know, and reading and listening to things, that's going to give you a leg up. And also, not only that, but that's also going to give you an opportunity to find out about those things in the long run a lot quicker than you would otherwise. Now, for example, I found out about Civic on a podcast. I was listening to a podcast. That's where I found out about Civic. I heard the CEO of, you know, I think it was on Unchained. I heard Vinny Lingham interviewing on Unchained, heard about his ICO, invested in the ICO, boom, up 300, 400% because I listened to a podcast. Yeah, I've heard about other ICOs because of people I've met at meetups. I heard about a number of different ICOs that I've, you know, and I've also heard about a number of different ICOs that have been terrible and to not invest in. And I've gotten that type of opinion from people. So that's the type of thing that I think really is beneficial to you. If you are new to this channel, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, both high level type of information like this, where I go into, you know, just kind of my overall thought process and what I'm thinking about the crypto world. And then I also do, you know, more daily market movement type things. Today, the markets weren't really moving that much. And after last night's meetup, I thought I would take this opportunity to talk about three things that I've done recently that have really helped me to understand the crypto world better and helped me to become a better investor. And hopefully that this video, you know, I have done the little bit of vlogging in the old car action here. So hopefully it turned out all right for you. And the audio was good and the video was good, but I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.